Pharmacy for over 60 years. Camden Avenue at Ebenezer Road.
Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the show. Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Well, with us today is a guy I haven't seen in quite a while. Hadn't changed a whole lot. His beard's getting a little bit more gray. His name is John King. He's your state representative from District Number 49, a job he's had for 17 years. And you want to go back for another 4 years or 2 years? Are you nuts?
No, I'm not nuts. It's every 2 years we have to run for re-election. And I want to go back because my work is not done. My constituency continues. Need me down there advocating for the needs of District 49, and that's why I'm running again.
All right, so for all the new people in Rock Hill, and we have a ton of them.
Absolutely.
Tell them a little bit about John King.
Well, I'm John King. I'm originally from Chester, South Carolina. I served on Chester City Council and Chester County Council, and then I moved to Rock Hill, and I ran for the South Carolina House of Representatives for District 49, and I won election in 2008 and took office in 2009. So I've been in the General Assembly representing District 49 for 17 years.
So you are on what committees right now?
I'm on Judiciary. I'm the longest serving member in the General Assembly that serves on Judiciary. I'm the most senior member of the Democratic Caucus on Judiciary. I'm on Ethics, which is elected by the 123 four members of the General Assembly, so my colleagues felt that I needed to be on there, as well as I'm on the higher education public institutions for like colleges and universities screening committee, and that is appointed by the Speaker of the House, and I'm one of two African Americans that serve on that committee.
All right, so you've been down there 17 years. You say your work is not finished. What particularly do you want to work on the next 2 years?
Well, listen, I've worked on infrastructural needs and gotten approximately $10 million to take care of infrastructure on the south side of Rock Hill, which is the heart of my district. I've also worked on with North Central Medical Center getting $3.5 million for sickle cell patients, because I found when I was doing this work that kids who suffer with sickle cell did not have a medical home locally to help them with sickle cell. And so I went to the state, and the state was good with honoring my request of investing into York County when it comes to sickle cell. Clinton College, since I've taken the oath of office and been the representative of District 49, over $10+ million has been given to Clinton College. Prior to me being elected to the House of Representatives, Clinton College did not receive state funding. Now Clinton College, which sits in my district, is receiving state funding. And Winthrop University is part of House District 49. And I'm always there for Winthrop University when they have budget needs or they have concerns there. I try to stand firm and support the institutions that are here. So my work is not done, because I want to see the infrastructural needs happen in southern Rock Hill. I want to see where we have a food desert there. I want to see that we get grocery stores, because that's what I hear from people.
So you raise a good question. How are we going to get a grocery store when grocery stores don't do things the way we think they should do them? I mean, it seems to me all you got to do is count heads, right? Multiply times how much do they eat a week.
Absolutely.
And you can figure out a model. It may not be a great big full-size grocery store, but it would be something that would make a profit.
Absolutely. But you know, I think what we're finding is that we got to go out and advocate for ourselves. We have for so long allowed other people to advocate for us. But I think that, we're going to have to organize a group of people. I work very closely with Nikita Jackson and Councilman Bump Roddy. And those are the conversations, as well as I work closely with school board members like Montreal Belton and Jennifer Hutchison. And we're going to have conversations about how we can better serve our constituents and that we combine that we represent. And one of the issues that I have that I have not spoken with them about is that we have a food desert. And it correlates with the county, with the city, as well as the schools, because we have a lot of children who go to school hungry. And so that is something that I've been fighting for. And this year, you may have seen where the House of Representatives voted that every child in South Carolina will have free breakfast. And we're still fighting that battle because the Senate did not see it our way. So I have to go back because I got to fight for our kids. I got to fight for my community that I represent. I got to make sure that we're not left out like we have been in the past. And so I'm going to continue to fight. When there are needs in my community, I need for my constituents to call me so that I can be the best representative for them.
All right. So you have just come through a special session of the General Assembly in trying to get this budget bill done, trying to get this redistricting thing done. Fortunately, we saw something we don't see very often. We saw 10, I think it was 10, conservative Republicans jump over and join in with their Democratic brethren, and the two of them together kiss goodbye this redistricting effort. It was amazing to me it was even underway. Well, people are out voting, and we're trying to change the lines while they're voting?
And I believe that's why we saw a record number of people voting yesterday.
54,000 people.
People are upset in South Carolina. While we may not agree politically on a lot of things, I sat at the poll, and even though people could not vote for Jim Clyburn up here in York County, they were voting for him in a way that you cannot even imagine. People walked up and say, we do not believe in this redistricting plan. We do not believe that that the General Assembly should be messing with our districts while we're voting. And more importantly, we have one of the most powerful legislators in Congress that resides in South Carolina by the name of Jim Clyburn. And you think we want to give up that type of power? No, South Carolinians don't want to give up that type of power. Jim Clyburn will be over the finances for this country if the Democrats take over the House of Representatives, which means millions on millions of dollars will come into this state, not just where he represents, but here in York County and around District 49 as well.
You know, one thing that always makes me sad about politics is we don't get to know the individuals. We get this D or we get this R. And they're evil, depending on which side of the spectrum you're on. For somebody like myself who's met Clyburn,
yes, sir.
I mean, he was very impressive, and he got some stuff done that others were working on that needed to get done. I mean, he's anyway.
Well, let me just say this while we're talking about that. Jim Clyburn has brought more money in this state than Ralph Norman, who has complained about Jim Clyburn and want to take the seat that Jim Clyburn holds. If you look at the amount of money that Jim Clyburn has brought just in the time, if you take from the time Ralph Norman was elected and compare the funds from that time to present as to what Jim Clyburn has brought in, it would run circles around all of our legislators who serve us in Congress. And so we cannot give that up as a state. Regardless if you're a Democrat or Republican, we have to give the man his due. He has worked for this state. He has worked for every citizen of South Carolina. And when people say, well, we don't see what he's done, well, the money that he gets, he sends it to the General Assembly and to the governor. And who runs the General Assembly and the governor's office are Republicans. So those are the people you need to be complaining with if the money is not getting back into your districts.
Anyway, if you want to get to know who Clyburn is, he's having his fish fry this Friday down there in Columbia. Okay, so you want to get a grocery store. You want to work on a grocery store. And your idea is to bring more people than John King together.
Well, our issues are far beyond a grocery store, so let's don't say just a grocery store.
No.
I've heard the needs of the people in the community saying that we have a food desert. We can accomplish that with just teaching people how to grow their own food.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we are losing farmers by the dozen every day, and if we can start growing our own food, that helps with handling the idea of us having food deserts in our community. But what I'm hearing is affordable housing, accessible to health care. You know, affordability is a big issue. It's a huge issue. And I have been fighting since I've been a member of the General Assembly to raise minimum wage. Our people can no longer live on a minimum wage that what we have here in South Carolina and then expect people to pay $5 for gas and then keep a roof over their head. Affordability is important. I'm going to go there every day and fight for my constituents. I'm going to fight to increase the minimum wage in this state, as I've always done. And one of my other big issues has been mental health. You can go and look at my record. I fight for mental health in this state. I fight for infrastructural needs. I fight for affordability and access to health care. And as rural hospitals are closing, we need to expand Medicaid in this state.
All right. So that's a long laundry list of things to do.
Absolutely.
And, you know, this affordability issue is, I don't care whether you're black, white, or purple.
Absolutely.
It's crushing everybody.
Absolutely.
I mean, the price of buying, who would have ever thought in Rock Hill, South Carolina, you'd have to have $300,000 plus to buy a house,
absolutely,
an entry-level house. That's crazy.
And as you leave in Chester, I see they building houses right there at the county line, $300,000 from Chester County. If you cross over, it's still in Chester, but it's right on the line. Those houses are listed at $300,000.
And I don't know how you're going to – I mean, the prices are not going to go down. That's not going to happen. Wages can come up.
Absolutely.
You know, better jobs for everybody. That would be one solution. Better education for people. Because the numbers and the stats are there, the more education you have, the better chances are you're going to do better.
But we can't continue to take money from public schools and give it to private institutions. We have to make sure that our K-12 public education is fully funded. I voted every year to increase the salary of teachers. I voted every 100% of the time to support public education. I don't deviate from that. Public education is vitally important to the viability of the state of South Carolina. We cannot destroy public education.
Well, we already did it with Act 388.
Absolutely. And if you go back and look, I put up bills to reverse Act 388 with no help from my Republican colleagues.
Well, unfortunately, that horse is out of the barn, and I don't think it's going to go back in. It's amazing. All right, so in terms of what you want people to know about John King and what he's, you know, you went through a long litany of things you've been working on, but I'm sure people are interested in what do you see your next 2 years being? What is it that you think that you could really get your teeth into that would produce a solid, concrete result?
Man, and I would never lie to my constituents. I'm in a minority down there. We have a supermajority of Republicans. The only way that we're going to be able to change the trajectory of South Carolina is to elect more like-minded people, meaning Democrats, in order for me to stop having to go to Columbia every day and continuously fight bad bills, such as telling women what they can do with their bodies, dealing with redistricting, instead of focusing on the needs of what South Carolinians suffer with, making sure that SNAP is fully intact, making sure public education, access to health care. I want to focus on those things, but what is happening, the Republicans are getting their orders from D.C., from Donald Trump, and they go full force. They're telling me that it takes a year or two to pass a bill, but you saw what they were just doing with redistricting. Within 2 weeks, they were trying to pass a redistricting bill. If they took the energy and focused on South Carolinians like I have done the last 17 years, then we would get some things done for people. My goal is to go back down there, 10 toes down, and fight for my constituents and make these Republicans accountable to the people. We are not going to go down there and do the bidding of someone in D.C. We're going to do the bidding for the people of South Carolina. I can only right now fight bad bills that they are putting up that we can't, Democrats can't really focus on anything else but trying to protect the interests of the citizens of South Carolina who are being hurt. And the people who are voting for them are poor white people. I want to encourage them, listen, the Democratic Party is your family. Come back home. Vote with us because we are down there fighting for you each and every day.
His name is John King. He's running for re-election in District number 49. Thank you for being here today. Good luck to you and your campaign. And we'll see you on the radio come June the 9th to find out what happens with all this stuff.
Absolutely, man. And thank you for being one of my constituents and living in my district and always keeping me on task. But I look forward to being with you all on June the 9th.
John King, our guest for this segment of our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. You can find out more about them online at andersongriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care, and you can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Now, it's been a while since he's been here, but I know he knows what I'm going to do. We make fresh subs and salads here at Substation 2. We do it 6 days a week between 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. The magic of this place is the white letters. And we're going to say it together at the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
There you go. Have a wonderful day. And we'll be back with part two right after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI
and CN2.
Sandwich lovers, Substation 2 is celebrating another year of deliciousness. This is Charlie Ruffalo. For 40 years, Substation 2 has been creating signature subs piled high with premium meats and cheeses and big crisp salads with lots of fresh veggies. On June 6th, our first 40 customers will win one free sub every month for an entire year. And the next 40 customers will snag an incredible 40% discount on any one order. Enjoy a taste of tradition crafted with love for 40 years and counting. Substation 2, where every bite is a celebration. Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Start your journey with a new auto loan. Get on the road with an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. From city streets to off-road trails, your journey begins here. Our competitive rates can get you on the road in a ride that fits your lifestyle and budget, with no payments for up to 90 days. You can apply for a pre-approved spending limit valid for 30 days before you start shopping. Visit one of our many convenient office locations or go to foundersfcu.com/auto to apply for an auto loan today. Membership qualification required. See webpage for details.
Don't resign your retirement plan to some rule of thumb. Your own personal retirement is unique to you and your family. Give our common sense investing approach a shot. Anderson Griggs Investments, a genuine money manager right here in Rock Hill. 324-5044 or online at andersongriggs.com.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
Back we are here at Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop. He's not a politician, but he is a man about town who does more things than one person could possibly imagine doing. His name is John Warden. He is the owner, proprietor, founder, whatever he is, of Champion Services, which is more than just what you think it is. And anyway, he has now found that himself doing more than contracting. He has started a new program called Real Talk that just started here a few weeks ago. It's on the radio, is eventually going to be on television. And what the heck is this all about, John?
You know, you forgot the head parking lot cleaner upper.
Yeah, okay? That's true. So, you know, I saw you pick up your sandwich material.
I can't help it. I make a mess, I clean it up. But, you know, the program Real Talk just comes from an idea of loving the community. The community has been so good to John Warden, family, Champion Services. It's been an asset all the way around. We hope we've been an asset to the community, but Real Talk derived from an idea of wanting to bring the community closer together and have ideas and have discussions. Now, we don't get real political. We just kind of sit back and go, and it's nothing against anybody anywhere in their world. But we just kind of take the time to talk about real life events. We don't look at it not necessarily a perspective of from an old point of view or from a young point of view. We want all ideas and all mindsets. But what we do like to do is discuss topics, get them out in the open, get some things that sometimes it's a little hard or it's on everyone's mind. And it could be as simple as some of our past shows have been about social media.
Yeah.
We're not going to get into the better or the worse. And thank God Mr. Manning has been gracious enough to give of his time to discuss on some of these topics. And it's been really interesting. So we're not here to do anything other than to persuade anyone. But sometimes the greatest things and advances in our communities come from topics, having a conversation that matters.
And you got a head full of them. I mean, you got a whole bunch of them. And you're right. We talked about social media. We talked about cell phones. We talked about, I mean, it's just been a bunch of topics. Now, what you're doing is on a weekly basis, you're trying to have with you a guest or a couple of guests. I know last week you had a couple of business people talking about phones and that kind of stuff.
Well, we were basically talking about reviews, and I'm going to go ahead and give them, you know, it was Char Adams from Madison Insurance Group, a local insurance company. It was Mr. Brown, Brown Elect, Jonathan Brown. We had some fun with him and Benny Edders at AirTech. And we just had a great conversation, and it was about this idea of reviews and online posting and negativity. And honestly, sometimes you feel like that's assassination of reputation and those things. And so we just got it down to a program of saying, listen, guys, you know, how do you feel when you go in a restaurant and you feel like you've been badly? How do you handle it? How do you expect your customers to handle it? And these are respected businessmen that I thought and think the world of and do business with, that I know that if you come with them with a problem, all you really have to do is sit down and have a conversation. And so it's a mindset of not be so quick to react on a negative connotation.
There you go. That's the key thing.
That's it. You know, don't assassinate until you can have a conversation. And, you know, and so that's where we all are. We've all had them. And, you know, my father used to say, some people you can give a gold brick from the streets of heaven and they're going to find a blemish in it. And so, and that's kind of true. But and don't get me wrong, it wasn't all negative towards the consumer who was posting reviews because we're mad at them. No, anybody needs to be better. Anybody that is in business and has a desire to serve the community, as Champion does and these other before businesses, you know, we want to be better. We want to know if there's an issue. We just ask
There's the key. You know, you would think that before people would go off half-cocked on the social media stuff, if they had a problem with whoever it was, that they would first address that problem with whoever was there, the manager, the owner, whatever. And if it wasn't satisfactorily, you know, it wasn't resolved to their satisfaction, then if you feel you've got to post it so the whole world knows about it, fine. But at least give the proprietor an opportunity to respond.
You know, it's not just the proprietor. It's employees of the proprietor. It's family members. It's people that go to church with. It's people they go to school with. And all this thing rolls downhill. It's emotional. It hurts. And it's you know, I say it all the time. There are times we're the best around, and we are. We're very good at what we do. Some days we're not at our best, but we're in the corrective mode. And I think that's the mindset. And I think real talk is about those kind of issues. Stop and pause for a minute. We're not saying it's bad. We're not saying, can we make it better as a community so that we don't, everything's not a social outlet for somebody's theater or I'm mad today. And if I'm mad today and I want to let the world know about it, there are ways to make that happen. Hmm. And you have that God-given right. And just because you have the right or the opinion doesn't necessarily mean you should.
So the Real Talk program is on WRHI, Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock. Can't miss it. It's there. Soon we'll be on the television side of this thing, on both sides of it, so you can't miss it. You've got, I mean, do you have, I don't know, a dozen topics in your head that you write down and say, I'm going to tackle this one this week, tackle this one this week? I mean, how do you do it?
Well, we do. We actually kind of piggyback off each other, and we listen to the community. I mean, I'm out and about in our business, and it's the sales centers, Champion Sales Centers, where we do most of the audio recording and the video to come. And we have a lot of correspondence. We have a lot of people coming in and out, just dropping in. And it's become a point where we can sit down and have some great conversations. And out of those conversations come good topics. You hear what is the concerning in the world today.
Sure.
Not just which side of the aisle you're going to vote on.
Right.
Not those are things. They're great topics. But it's the, what is my emotion like? What is my world like? What my day-to-day, what do I have to invest? Where's my thinking? What's my atmosphere like? And so it's designed specifically to give a voice and to give a voice of peace and reason and to put us in a position to where, honestly, we can all just get along, just have a conversation. You and I talked a long time ago, Manning, and you look at me and say, this is your idea and all this other. Not necessarily true. Things that Manning and I have gotten to know each other pretty well, and we spend a lot of time together, and we have these conversations. why can't we do this? Why can't we have this? Why can't we get along? Why can't we have conversations that open up for a better opportunity? Because it's the selfish world that we're in, when it comes to finances is one thing. But when it comes to how we treat our fellow man, is it strictly, nobody in business is designed out here or in the public eye of any way has a selfish, righteous indignation of superiority. That's a lot of big words. This is what it really means. You love one another as you want to be loved. Love thy neighbor as thyself. It's biblical principles that we get into involved of. What we seem to evolve our way out through technology and the ease of that post. You know, we've talked on one of the shows that if you really wanted somebody you were mad at, you used to write him a letter. And boy, how many times have you wrote that letter and tore that thing up and took the stamp off and went and I fished through the mailbox and got them things back out again or stood there waiting on the mailman. Those kind of things. Texting and social media and those kind of things have become a very harsh reality.
So real talk is different than a straight talk. Straight talk is dealing with specific topics, you know, political topics. We've got an economic development project, whatever it is, city council, county council. You're dealing more with people, trying to get people to talk to one another, realize that it's nothing wrong with having a difference of opinion. It's a community. It's almost like the what Fox News started years ago called Common Ground.
Yes.
That's
and I know that program, and that's very much so. And so we don't have to assassinate one each other. Yeah. We don't have to argue.
Right.
We can agree to disagree, but at least in intelligent conversations that you can sit down in a room, and let me add this point before I finish this point. We're getting to the point now where we're going to come before a live audience. There's room at the sales center where we're going to settle around, and we want 50, 60, 75, 100 people in the room. And we're got some new programs coming up, and we're going to have good discussions.
And you ought to see this sales center he's talking about. It's like a production studio. I mean, it's got seats. It's got video boards all over the place. It's got, I mean, you've done it right. It's very nice.
You know, we're trying. We're learning. I'm learning from the best, the Mannings and the Millers of the world. So just following suit. That's
You're
all
in trouble.
I'm doing.
You're in trouble.
So, you know, with that in mind, the idea behind it all is very simple. We don't have to be right all the time, but let's learn from one another. It's not about who's in charge. Why can't we just get along? And that's the greatest asset of anything. Competitors can sit in a room, across from the room from each other, and have general conversations. We don't have to assassinate. Why not encourage? Why not build up? I think we can get better. And my father used to put it this way, you're going to get a whole lot more bees with honey than you are stuff that isn't. Let's just put it that way.
All right. Now, this weekend's this week's show is going to be what?
This week's show, I have to think back and see what it is, but this is, we have a variety show. So this show, I would just tune in at 8 o'clock because we're moving them around a little bit.
Okay.
All right. On RHI 100.1, if you're gracious enough to work with us there. I think you'll be not just entertained, pleased.
It's a different genre of talk programming, and it's very well done. You do a good job with it, but we're out of time. So we're going to have to say thank you for doing Real Talk. Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock on WRHI 100.1 FM, soon to be on CN2. We'll tell you more about that when we get closer to it. But that's going to wrap up our program, and we want to remind everybody that Straight Talk is made possible by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. The ultimate interview would be with this guy over here, and I'll let you have fun with that later. What we do here at Substation 2, fresh subs and salads 6 days a week. How we do them is in the white letters. And at the count of three, if you can read the King's English, please participate. 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.